today I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. To think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. You've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song. In rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Three people in the call queue. Two I know that have donated this evening, and one has not. So you can happily stay there and listen. But unless you go away and I can see something, then you will not be getting a reading this evening. And we did say this at the top of the show. Elsa B is in the studio. I'm going to bring Elsa B online in just a moment, which means that I'll shut up because the two microphones tend to clash with each other. So, without further ado, here is Elsa B.
Good evening, Ken, and our lovely listeners. I'm happy to be here tonight.
Hello.
Good evening. Hello.
Hi,
I did not get your
Catherine.
Name. Oh, that's
Catherine.
Hello, Catherine. Hello, Catherine. I'm very pleased to speak to you tonight. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. It's a holiday weekend here in the States.
Mm-hmm. And I get a very nice feeling from you. I'm getting a warmness around my heart, which is nice. It's more than just happiness. It's a warmness around my heart. It's that feeling of, how can I put it? Of a feeling of holding a newborn baby. That's how I feel tonight when I speak to you. Is there a newborn baby in the picture?
It could be in the family, but not that I know of.
It's probably not literal. It's probably more a feeling of gratitude. That's probably what it symbolizes. A feeling of immense gratitude. I'm also seeing a rainbow. It feels to me like this is a dream finally coming true.
Yeah, that's funny. I have been meditating on the rainbow. Part of my meditation is I like the colors of the, when I go through my chakras and I think of it as a rainbow, you know, going through the colors of the rainbow. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So
this is more than just, and that's probably because this is more than just a meditation. It's a, For me, prayer is about asking the God, the universe, and meditation is about listening. So it feels to me, if this rainbow is so significant in your meditation, then this is more about more than just listening. It's about receiving. It's about about receiving a download. Does that make sense to you? Wow.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
So the question then is, what do you do about this download? Because it feels like a lot of information is being given to you. And that information is ready to be
about 3 in the morning. That's the part I don't like, is 3 to 5 a.m. I've been awake.
I completely understand that, but that's how I wrote one of my books. I was woken at 3 o'clock on the dot for 9 months in a row, and it was just the most amazing information. So, it might not be 9 months in a row for you, but have you thought of actually writing during that time?
So far I just try to go back to sleep. No, I haven't. I haven't. Or I meditate, but I haven't written down. I haven't been writing. I don't wake up that much, but if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. They might continue to wake you up until you've received and digested the full message. So for what it's worth, keep a notebook next to your bed. You don't need to be coherent. Obviously, you are not coherent. You're at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you don't feel like, you know, writing anything sensible, but just keep a pen and a notebook next to your bed and just make some notes. They don't need to be, you know, grammar and spelling correct or any of that. Write down whatever is given to you. You will probably find that you go to sleep quicker, and that also if you continue with this until it finishes, before you actually read anything, you might find that what you get makes complete sense, but not on a level that would have made sense to you if you were wide awake at the time. So yeah, it's a lovely experience, but none of us appreciate their eagerness at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, I'd rather 6 a.m. at least.
Yeah, a question for me.
Just anything about, or just is there any messages from loved ones on the other side?
Is there any message from
Oh,
well, let's see now that you've phrased the question like that. Let's see who is not too busy with their life on the other side. Because for me, that's always the issue. They pass on, they hang around for a little while, and then they get busy with their lives on that side. And they only come back if they actually have something or want something to communicate. Because they don't enjoy being interrupted. There is a lady here. She's beautiful. She might be already in her 80s, but she's got you know, she's got that skin and face that ages with no time. She's lovely. She's got her hair pulled up in a bun above her head. And
taller, tall and thin, or short and round.
She's tall and thin. She's tall and thin.
Oh, okay.
And all right. And she enjoys lavender. Everything lavender, the color, the fragrance, all of that. She's just everything about her is lavender, and it's not in your face. It's very gentle, and it goes with her. She's quiet. She doesn't speak that much. And when she does, it's with a soft voice. But my goodness, you wouldn't want to go against her. There's steel in that quietness. She's absolutely beautiful. She's showing me a book. It's interesting that the book is about. Oh, this might have some meaning for you. It's an embroidered book about embroidery, and it's like, you know, she wants to give me the double message. It's about embroidery and it's embroidered. And there's words on the outside. The Lord is with you. That's it.
Aww.
That's it. And she's just pointing to these words, the Lord is with you.
Oh.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, she was, I went to church. She was a most religious relative of the grandmothers, yeah, it does.
Yeah, yeah. And she wants to convey that sense of peace to you, that sense of...
Nice.
It's okay. It's okay. It doesn't matter what you do. It's okay. And she's waving and off she goes.
Oh.
Right. So you've got a task ahead of you for doing some writing. And
the download is information for me, maybe my next steps I need to take, or more spiritual development, or combination of.
It feels to me like a combination, but because it's just being downloaded, it's not being deciphered as well. That's why they keep waking you up.
So the deciphering comes out in the writing.
That's right. That's right. Just write it down. You don't need to try and be coherent. You need, if you've got a bed light, just use the bed light so that you can see what you're doing. It doesn't need to be neat writing. Just write it down, and you'll probably find that once you finish writing for that night, you go back to sleep and you have nice and refreshing sleep until you have to wake up. And you will know when it's finished. You will just simply stop waking up.
Do you know about animal messages? There was a seal out in the bay yesterday who was very close to the shore, and he was, his face was popping out, and he stood very still with his nose pointed up in the air. It was really interesting.
That might be also a means of communicating to you. Did you look up on the internet the meaning of a seal as a symbol? I don't have it at
yes.
hand at the moment.
Yeah.
But whatever the, yeah. There might be different meanings, and the one that really resonates with you, that is what they are being, what they are communicating to you.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, what you're referring to is that moment of synchronicity, where you know this is not an ordinary seal, this is not an ordinary moment. It sticks with you, and there's a reason for that. So it's the symbolism that you need.
They usually don't stand still like that. They usually quite continuous movement, and he was just...
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't move at all.
Mm-hmm. He wanted you to notice him in that state.
Hmm. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
It's been lovely talking to you, Catherine.
Yes, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Catherine. Okay. Now then, three people in the call queue, and I can see that three people have actually donated there this evening. One sadly can't get to a pay point or whatever. I don't know why. But, the donation button is very simple. You just click on it. If you see the donate here, right at the top of tonight's show page, it will take you first of all to my Facebook page there, where you will find a link. That link is a token link, and it opens up a drop-down menu. In that drop-down menu, you will see options there of how to donate and the amount. You can put your own amount in, or you can use the preset amounts. There's preset amounts there for when we have our raffles, which we do occasionally. There's a preset amount for donations, and there's a preset button for full readings with our readers there. You can also use the pay by card alternative there underneath, and you can also put your own amount in by choosing one of the boxes to the side there. So, you know, it does work. I have tested it. Donna, we're unable to get to you tonight because it is a pay show. Okay. So, unless you can click one of the buttons there, we won't be able to take your call. Okay. So, Juliet's online too. So I'm going to shut up.
Hello.
Hello, Juliet.
Hello, how are you?
I am very well, nearly as well as you are. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Oh, yes. It feels to me like you are getting good news by the bucket loads nowadays. And you called in so that you can confirm that it is as good as it feels.
Yes.
And I can tell you, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And none of it is going to go away.
Thank you.
I get the feeling that you're a natural warrior. And you're worried that this might be too good to be true. And if I tell you it's not too good to be true, it is actually... as it is, you're going to still worry about it. Well, there's nothing I can do about that. So the only thing you should worry about at the moment is what's for lunch.
Nice.
Yes, but apart from that, it's just good news over and over and over again. And when I say good news over and over again, it's not the same good news being repeated. It's in every part of your life, things are just going very well. And that is because you had a very, very sticky situation that you dealt with Job's patience and the wisdom of Solomon. And my goodness, you got to the right solution. And all of these doors have opened for you as a result of that. I like to call it the domino effect. So yeah, you're in a good place here. And it's going to continue for a while. And with that, I don't mean things are going to then turn bad. I just mean that your run of good news is going to come to an end, and there will be your normal life challenges, but they will be more manageable because of what has been happening over the last 2-3 weeks.
Yay. That sounds wonderful.
Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does. And it's been a long time, and it has been a struggle. But I've been following my heart and my intuition, and things have been starting to, look very, very promising, and they have been, there has been good news. Yes.
Indeed. Yeah. It's just your natural concern that sometimes get in the way.
Right. And I had to work on the worry part because then it was causing, low energy and low vibrations that I was sending out. And so I had to focus on staying positive and thinking positive so that way things can, yes.
Yeah.
So I did have a hard time with the worry part. Always worrying.
It's about allowing things to come into your life, and when they do, accepting them with humility and with gratitude. And it's a hard lesson to learn sometimes because, especially when the things that come into your life are more spiritual than material, it's hard. Not because it's difficult to accept spiritual things. It's wonderful to accept spiritual gifts. The problem with the spiritual gift is that sometimes the information and the way the information is given to you is so subtle that you think, no, it can't be. No, I'm not sure. Or no, that wasn't too clear. Let me wait until it becomes clearer. And that is what makes it difficult to be great to have gratitude for spiritual gifts. You're not sure, but in this instance, you are absolutely sure. You know what you've received. Not only that, you can actually put it into words as well, and you can pinpoint the change in yourself and the difference in how you use these gifts.
Yes.
And that is. That is what makes it so clear for you. And that is why this time around, it is so much easier to actually have the gratitude.
Yes.
So, yes, your intuitive side is growing tremendously. You were saying?
Yeah. Oh, I was just also going to say, and some of the lessons, the life lessons, instead of going against everything and trying to, allow it to see the lessons that were being brought forth to me instead of seeing them as some kind of, like I was being punished or something for not doing something. I'm able to see what I can learn from things that happened to me in my life.
That is the most incredible wisdom you've just shared with us, Juliet, because we never, ever, ever go through an experience so that some unseen malignant force can punish us. We always go through an experience that we chose to have before we came into this world. We entered into contracts with the other people involved so that we can have these conflict experiences, so that we can then reconcile two different sides of ourselves and get to a point where those two different sides become one. And one, when that happens, that is when you understand why it is that you needed to go through this life experience. So, for example, if your issue was about controlling your anger, dealing with anger in situations, you will be put time and time again into situations where you get so angry that you can barely breathe, until you realize that there is another side. There is the opportunity to simply to not be that angry, but to simply step back and say, "I'm detaching myself from this situation." And at that point, the two sides in you become one. So moving forward, when you get into a situation, you can choose. You can consciously choose: are you going to detach or are you going to become angry? And at that point, the anger no longer. At that point, the anger no longer uses you. You use the anger in a to control the situation and to manage the situation, and you are fully in control. Whereas before, you completely lost control. And it feels to me like, well, I'm not using anger as an example here, but it feels to me like this is what you've been experiencing. You've been experiencing extreme situations, and you had the maturity to say, what is it that I need to learn out of this, rather than to say, oh dear, I'm being punished, look at me, poor me.
Yes, yes, exactly. And then you know, I was able to now, when people are being negative, I'm actually able to see that it's not, you know, it's not about me that they're angry about, it's actually something inside of them that's bothering them, that they're choosing to react that way, you know, out of anger.
Yeah.
And why they're, you know, and it's like ego and all this other stuff that they just, that they're holding on to. Because I realize, you know, when a person is truly and genuinely happy and content, they don't portray that to other people.
That's right. That's right. It's unfortunately, you know, as part of the human experience, we chose to come here and be part of conflict so that we can get to this wisdom. I'm sure in our next life we will probably make better choices.
Yep, we will. I get all emotional. I don't know why I always cry when I talk about
it. I'll tell you why. Even with us just having this conversation, there are two parts of us, two completely opposite conflicting parts of us that then become one. And that experience of having two opposite parts fusing and becoming one, when you have that experience, it's like in your you get a glimpse of eternity. You get a glimpse of eternal life. And it is amazing. It is overwhelming. Can I tell you something?
Yes.
About the difference between feelings and emotions. An emotion.
Sure.
Well, I'll give you an example. If I tell you right now to become very angry about what anything, and to have that feeling in your face, in your body, in your throughout your body, you can do that. You can fake it, if I can put it like that. You can fake it. If I tell you now to tell your body and the muscles in your face to become absolutely joyful, you can do that. You can think back to a situation where you experienced that joy, or where you just laughed uncontrollably. You know, like sometimes you get yourself in a situation where you just can't help but laugh and you can't stop laughing.
Yeah.
if I tell you to do that, your body will know what to do. Your face will know what to do. That's an emotion. You can go through a list of, I think there are 3,000 words just in the English language to express emotions. So emotion is energy in motion. And your body and your face knows what to do with every single emotion on that list. Now, on the other hand, what is a feeling? If I ask you to recreate and re-experience the first time you were kissed by a lover and you really enjoyed it, can you do that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can you?
Through memory. Not exactly, but I can remember how I felt at that certain time.
But can you recreate that feeling? Like you can create anger or giggling or
no.
You can't. It's gone.
No.
It was there for how long? For an hour? For a week? For a day? But it's gone. And it's similar to when you hold your child in your arms after giving birth. You cannot possibly recreate that moment.
No.
And because that moment is a glimpse into the universe. It's a glimpse into eternity. And it is a moment of the most immense gratitude. So, and it does bring tears to your eyes.
Yeah.
So
it does.
When you're saying you talk about these things and you can't help but cry, it's not crying from grief, it's not crying from heartache, it's crying from gratitude.
Yep. And just it's just God's love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is the most amazing experience, and you cannot describe it, you cannot put it into words, you cannot fake it. It's just amazing. So when it happens, enjoy. The other wonderful thing about moments like these is that when these two conflicting parts of you merge and they become one, and you have this moment of immense gratitude, in that moment, a quantum of light is created in every single cell of your body. And that light turns into pure, pure love, which is where you then get this glimpse of the universe. And that results in your body vibration to go up a notch. And it never, ever goes down again. So even after tonight's show, you will feel you're a different person. And you can't go back to who you were an hour ago. Yeah, it just happens.
It's just, it's a really good feeling.
It's amazing.
It's hard to describe. Like, people have to just know how it feels themselves, you know, when they get to that point, and then they know.
Exactly. You can only say you know if you know or you don't know.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. It's not something that you can fake.
No.
Not like an emotion. You can fake any emotion in the book. You cannot fake a feeling.
Nope. And it's this overwhelming, like, love. It's
yes.
And it's not a sad. It's just. Like pure love.
There's nothing sad about it. It's just overwhelming.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So the only thing I can say to you is stop worrying. It's not too good to be true. It is so. It's so good it can only be true.
Yes. It's been a long time coming.
Indeed.
I did have to work on it a lot.
Indeed. Yes. We don't get it for free. That's what's called the human experience.
Yes, and it takes a long time. But when
yeah,
you know, and there's always
always learning, always learning, always evolving.
Indeed, indeed. Well, what a pleasure to speak to you tonight, Juliet.
It was a pleasure to speak to you also. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Okay.
Thank you.
And if you hear the little microphone clicks there going off, it means that we're ready to bring the next call on. So, you know, it is a pay-only show this evening. We are on air only for 1 hour because Elsa P can only do 1 hour with me. Now, the studio is set 2 hours, but we couldn't get a second hour guest. So we did try, but we couldn't get one. And we thought we had one, but sadly, the lady had to go out on other business. So that was the lady that helped us last week, Dina, had to go out on business this week. So, right. Now, I know that there's somebody in the cook here that regularly donates, might not be anywhere near a pay point or anything else at the moment. So, might just get that one in, but okay. It is a pay only show this evening, and we have to start doing this now, ladies and gents. You know, also, we realized the desperation of some people needing to actually use. You know, a pseudo when they call in, and that's fine. Yeah, so long as we see a recognised name there in the panel, then we can certainly take the call. You know, and if you want to use any nickname at all, call yourself Paddy McGinty's Goat if you want to, but you know, say, probably won't get a reading, but so long as you're donated, who knows? Okay. Right. Okay then. So I'm going to shut up again now as we bring Kerry back online.
Hello.
Hello, is that Kerry?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I am like a puppy with two tails. And how are you?
I am doing just good.
Good. Good.
So Kerry, I have a few... Yes, ma'am.
Yeah?
No, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Okay, that's fine. I get an image of you doing knitting. Now, I don't know whether you actually do knitting in real life, because this is more than just knitting. It is knitting furiously. I can see your hands going quick, 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 so quick that the stitches can hardly stay on the needle. It's about creativity. It's about creating something, but it's also about immense impatience and frustration. And a little bit of anger behind it as well. It feels like you're saying, but what more can I do? What more must I do? What more do you expect of me? I'm doing, and nothing is happening. Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Okay. What I can say to you then is slow down. Slow down. Rome is not built in one day. Just slow down. Get patient, because you know exactly, to the minutest detail, you know what you want. You know what you are waiting for. And being impatient is not going to bring it to you quicker.
Okay.
So if you are doing knitting, slow down. slow down. Become like a swan. You know, you know the picture of a swan? Above the water, mm-hmm. the swan is absolutely graceful, gliding along, just being immensely beautiful and totally in control of the situation, whereas underneath the surface, the swan is battling like hell. So you need to become a swan, and you need to just calm down, because you know from experience how good you are and how strong you are at creating and manifesting what you want.
Okay.
That's not an issue. That's not an issue. You've done this before. You've proven it before, and you know what you can do. The part that you still need to learn, and this is where the immense frustration and the impatience comes in, is about timing. Not about the exact date and time on which something will appear or somebody will appear, but timing in the sense of when everybody involved is ready. So
okay.
it's like attending your own wedding. You can stand there outside, dressed to the nines, and saying, "Well, I'm ready to say I do now. Now, not in 20 minutes, not when the preacher has finished the sentence. I'm ready to say that now." Well, you can say it as much as you want. If there's no preacher, if there's no groom, if there's no witnesses, the wedding is not taking place yet. So calm down. Calm down. You'll get exactly what you want, but you will get it when the timing is right.
Okay, that sounds excellent. You are right. Right on the nose.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm so used to, I'm highly independent. I've always had been. But it's like things have changed work-wise, so it's different for me now. Before, as far as money was not a problem for me. Everything was there. So it's like things are a little bit different, and that brings the anxiety on.
Exactly. You know, there's another element here as well, which is that you are not 100% in control.
Okay.
It's one thing if you are 100% in control. If you call the shots, that's one thing. It's another thing if you are being steered by spirit in a different direction than what you are planning.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you are not planning anything and spirit is saying to you, well, you have to go this way, whether you like it or not. And that feeling of I'm not in control, my life is running away with me in a direction that I didn't pick, that also adds to the frustration and to the impatience. You're in a unique situation here. Say again?
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
What I was saying is that you are in a unique situation here that you haven't experienced before.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And that adds to the impatience and the frustration. All I can say to you is put the brakes on, woman. You'll get there. When everybody is good and ready.
Okay. That sounds good.
It's like,
for example, I have a question about school. All right. I really didn't really want to get in school this semester anyway. They sent me some information asking me to send additional documents, which I did send. And then they replied back to me about a week or two later that I did not get accepted into the program. Was it me or what is it? I don't know. Or do you see that they're going to be changing things around later?
That is what I mean with you are not in control. You are being steered in a different direction. If you look at all the criteria for that program, I doubt if anybody can find a logical reason for excluding you, but you have been excluded.
Do you think it's because of their things that are going on under the table?
No, no, it's not that. It's that the person who needed to make the decision couldn't find a reason to make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strange one. In this instance, there is no reason or logic behind it. There's no bribery. There's no. It's just spirit saying, not this way, that way.
Okay. All right. So I should try one more time because that's it. I'm going to try one more time, and then if it doesn't go, then I'm going to still be going into other things, but wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there's definitely something opening up for you, absolutely no doubt about it, but it's probably not what you have planned for yourself.
And I can say
to you, within the next 3 months, you'll get an inkling of what that is about. And within the next year, you are going to phone back into this program and say, Elsevier, you have no idea how my life has changed, and I had nothing to do with this planning.
Okay. All right.
So, yes, patience. And just go with the flow. Just go with the flow. It might not make complete sense to you. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter. It will
okay.
make sense when the time is right.
All right. So that's fine. And I have another question for you at work. They are going to be doing some shuffling around actually next month. The company is going to be merging. Do you
yes.
see any new positions? Yeah. Do you see any new positions opening up, or do you? I don't mind staying there temporarily. I did want to leave, but I know that I can do this job with my eyes closed. Okay, but
yes.
I know I do definitely want to leave. But I think some new things are going to be opening up. Do you see that happening?
Absolutely, yes. And will
okay.
it impact on you? 100%. And will that require you to study? Yes.
Okay.
So can you see the puzzle becoming clearer here?
Yes, I can see, yes.
Everything that is logical in you says go. Everything that is spiritual in you says stay and wait.
Okay.
And you know which part of you brings the best results.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're
absolutely
right. Stay and wait.
Okay, stay and wait. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So I am. It's so funny because I'm actually updating my resume. I just want to have everything prepared just in case, you know, because once they post things, job openings, interviews kind of move fast.
Yes.
They want you to submit your resume within 2 days. So I'm just going to update mine anyway so I can be ahead of the game.
That is a very good use for all of that impatience.
Oh, okay. That's fine. All right. I think, and lastly, I just wanted to tell you, I'm going back to acting school, but that's not going to happen until 2020. Do you think
yes.
that would be a good time to go back to school?
It will be a brilliant time. It will give you the emotional release that is
okay.
really so important in your life. And you're going to be successful with that as well.
Oh,
initially,
okay.
you'll be successful with it as a hobby, and then it will build from there.
All right. I mean, I used to practice before, but, you know, when things got bad for me financially, I could not pay to go to school. So, So I'm definitely going back next, definitely in 2020, after the new year.
Yes. But not
okay.
before that. You're quite.
Oh, no, I can't. Too many things are going on.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate talking to you.
Thank you for calling, Kerry.
Okay. Thank you, Kerry. Right. Ooh, we've got one call left in the call queue, which is lovely, because we're going to go after this one. Right, but everything's worked this evening. We advertise it as a pay-only show. And thanks to the wonders of spirit, it has actually worked. And this is what we need. We need this to happen to make the shows happen for you. If we can't get the donations, if we can't get the support, then we can't stay. But I better get on with this one. So, okay. Right then. So let's bring Kalina in.
LCD, so quick again. Hi.
I know, I'm going to shut up now.
Hi, LCD.
Hello,
can
I missed
you
that
hear me?
I can hear
it's
you now. Is that Elena? Oh, of
it
course,
is.
Yes.
Hi.
Now I can hear you clearly, yes.
So happy I get to talk to you today. I'm having some difficulty here. My aunt and I sometimes have a very trying relationship. She'll be real nice, and then all of a sudden, it's like Sybil. She turns and says really nasty things, and I'm hypersensitive, so put the two together, it's not good. And today she said some nasty stuff and then took a fall, and then we were in the emergency room. So lots of stuff's dancing in my head from the fact that I don't like being treated like this, and sometimes I think it's because I'm adopted. I'm not her flesh and blood. She doesn't treat her other nieces quite the same way. And the other thing is also worrying about her being on her own, living alone. She would be better off having someone be here with her. I feel obligated, but it's not where I want to be at this time.
Okay. Firstly, about the way she treats you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, it is different from how she treats the other nieces, but why?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because she just uses you for target practice? No, it's not. No, it's not. She's a wonderful teacher for you. Probably not your favorite teacher at most times, but she's a wonderful teacher for you. So put the sensitivity aside and detach yourself from the situation. Become like a fly on the wall and observe Helena and her aunt in this situation, and you will see what this is about, and you will see the incredible, incredible wisdom that this lady is imparting to you on a regular basis. Does she do it with the other nieces? No. Why not? Because they are oblivious. They will not even notice that it will pass right over their heads. So that is why she's there for you. And even if you don't see and or understand that incredible wisdom right now, the moment you step away from her, it hits you between the eyes. And this will not be the first time. It's happened so many times before, but you've never really seen the pattern. You've never really seen the pattern. So that's why I'm saying to you, become a fly on the wall, and that would be the quickest way for you to understand what is happening here with her.
All right. It's not easy or pleasant, I tell you.
Of course. But it is immensely valuable. You don't appreciate things that come cheaply to you. But in this instance, Every piece of wisdom she imparts to you comes with a price, unfortunately.
Most of it's putting me down, that when it's gotten really hot and heavy.
That's right. Then why do you keep going back for more?
Because now at this point in time, she's elderly, and I honestly do love her, but I can't stand the crap she spews, and it's like, who is this person?
Yeah. Well, you've got options here. Either you just let it go, water off a duck's back, let it go, or you confront her about it, And she will probably say, "I don't know what the." Oh, I wanted to go quite crass here. I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. That's exactly what she'll say.
Yeah, and you can put in the dot dot dot.
You
because
gotcha.
She likes to. Yeah, she likes to use those words as well.
Oh no, she doesn't. She's always reprimanding me for using those words. But she definitely would not know. Say, what are you talking about? I'm good. Meaning her. I don't do that. I'm very good. I'm
yeah.
blah blah blah. You know.
Of course, of course. And she's at an age where it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how you try and do it. She's going to argue and say, you don't know what you're talking about. So
this has been all ages.
You know,
I have to admit, it's not because
yeah.
she's elderly now. Mm.
It's like my dad would say, it's like pushing the west wind back. You can try. You can try. Water off a duck's back. That's what your attitude should be. So
okay.
I know you're a nasty, mean piece of work, but I love you anyway. That's one way of getting her to shut up.
No, it isn't. No, because
yeah.
then she would argue to say how good she is. That would just add more fuel to the fire. Oh, good God.
Yeah, yeah. That's her role in your life. She helps you to understand that sometimes you just have to let things roll over you. Because the alternative is walk away and don't ever see her again. And that's not a viable alternative for you because you love her.
Yeah, it would hurt me a lot.
Exactly.
She pulled some really bad stuff once, and I stayed away for several years, a long
yeah.
time. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then you went back because
mm-hmm.
you love her.
Yeah. It's funny, though. The other nieces, like, all stay in arm's length. They're not like me, but I'm not like
yeah.
them either, you know? Yeah.
That's right. Mm. That's right. So, yeah, this is a funny relationship, but that's what makes it special.
What about her living alone and going on living alone?
Yes, that's always a tricky one because in her mind, she is totally independent and she really, really, really doesn't need help. In reality, she needs support.
Mm.
She needs support. And if you force it on her, that poor carer is going to get it from all sides.
Mm.
Unfortunately, an incident like the one you just had might just
mm-hmm.
be the turning point where she will say, okay, well, I really don't need help, but since you insist, you know, it's your fault. Since you insist,
well, no,
you can get me some help.
She would... That's true, but she would want me to live here. Other help, I don't know if she would deal with.
Yeah. And yeah, that's where you need to draw the line. You cannot just pack up and move
right.
to another part of the country so that you can support her. Because for
mm-hmm.
how long are you going to support her? A year? 10 years?
Yeah.
You don't owe her that. Knows that. She knows that you don't owe her that. So let the situation unfold by itself. If you can get her, say, part-time help,
mm-hmm.
maybe that's
mm-hmm.
the solution. Because then she's still got her independence and you've got your peace of mind as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big help. And interestingly enough, I mean, I don't think this is going to go anywhere because I'm still interested or want the person that I really want to be with. But it was funny coming down here. I met someone, but nothing came of it. I could find him on Facebook, but it was just interesting because it was the same type of energy. And either
yeah.
that, and I was thinking it could be a couple of things. That could be something, or it could be a sign that the other energy is on its way.
It could indeed. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying. It could indeed be a sign, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's see where that goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, one last one, if I may.
Yeah.
I'll be really quick. Really quick one.
Okay.
I was all set to do a panel and at a specific conference, and turns out when I sent the email in, it didn't go in. Like 5 days later, I found it in my out my draft box. So when I finally got everything in, they said, "I'm sorry, it's too late." And I was very psyched about this, but is it just perhaps that it wasn't meant to be, that this didn't happen?
You know what I want to say to you here is be ready. Be ready. If not this one, then there's another very, very similar one, because something is going on here. Don't throw it away. Have your preparation ready, because if you're not going to use it for whoever steps out of this one, you're going to use it for something else that comes in.
Okay. It's a great panel. I actually, this is the very last question. I invited Richard Gere. I sent a letter, an email to his assistant, but I hadn't heard back. But do you think there's any chance at some point I'll get through to him? It's about art and activism, so it fits with what he does with the Tibetan Buddhist community.
Indeed, indeed. And the answer is yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, Elena.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Elena. And that just about wraps it up then, Elsie. Thank you once again for a wonderful show. And it's lovely to know that everybody has actually donated this evening, and that's wonderful, because if we get that regular support, then we will be here for a lot of shows to come, I'm sure. So 3 minutes for a piece of music, Elsa B, and then we're out of here.
Okay. Good night, everybody. It's been lovely talking to you again.
Let